thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Now, I don't want to offend anyone here this evening. Like, we're only here a week. But, there's always a but, if possible, would you indulge me and would you try and imagine that you're a donkey? Now, I don't mean it in a bad way or a cheeky way, because you can be a wee bit cheeky when you're from Portadown. Like, if someone called you a donkey, it's probably because you're being stubborn. Now, I know there's nobody in Ballymoney who's stubborn. Donkeys do get bad press, though, don't they? They've been dubbed as lazy. They're known as being a beast of burden. And they're also renowned for being very loud. Very, very loud. I don't know if you're aware, but a donkey's bray, that's its voice or whatever you will call it, can carry for about 60 miles, and they can smell pretty bad as well. But, and there's always a but, and there's always a positive side. You'd be pleased to know that donkeys are very affectionate. They're most sociable. They're extremely intelligent, and they love to smile. You ever see the donkey tighten up its upper lip? I think that's actually for a sense of smell. Anyone own a donkey tonight? No. Mark, not, there's not one on the farm, no. So, they're smart and they're sociable. They smile a lot, but they smell a bit too. They're lovable, but they're very loud. So, will you allow yourself for a short while this evening to think what it's like to be a donkey? For about 10 minutes. So, let's look at Christmas through the eyes of a donkey. And not just any old donkey, but the donkey that carried a very special person for a very special occasion. Now, on a side note, and this is absolutely true, Bill, I once owned a donkey for a day. Absolutely true. My grandfather Prentice gave it to me as a surprise. Now, it was some surprise, I've got to say. You see, I was a car man for many years, and I wasn't a farmer. And I didn't know how to multitask, so I hadn't a clue how to look after this donkey. It was such a big shock to be a not-so-proud owner of a very loud and a very lonely donkey. So, if truth be known, I think it was just an easy option for him to give it to me rather than to try and sell it. I don't know if they're of any value or not. But anyhow, the very next day, I gave it away to save me the bother of buying straw, carrying water, paying vet's bills or whatever. So can you imagine tonight that you've got four legs, not two, that you've got really, really big ears instead of wee pretty ones? Imagine that you've got a tail and a very, very loud voice. And can you picture in your mind that you're carrying a young teenage girl on a very cold night to a town called Bethlehem? Now, as we've already read and we've already sung, and you know the story, this is no ordinary teenage girl. This teenager is very special, because she's expecting a very special baby any day soon. In fact, the baby could come at any minute. I don't know if there's any midwives here or whatever, but babies can come quite unexpectedly. And then we'd all be in big trouble. And on that night, if baby Jesus would have come unexpectedly, they all would have been in big trouble, including the poor wee donkey. And this little girl's name, as you know, is Mary. Consider the situation that has developed between Mary and her fiancé, a good, bright young lad, a popular guy among his friends, a very skilled carpenter, as it happens to be, a boy or a young lad called Joseph. And Mary and Joseph were very, very happy together. They were so much in love, as of course you are at that age. They were engaged, and they had their whole lives to look forward to. That is, until Mary falls pregnant. To pour salt on the wound, she informs Joseph that he isn't the father. What devastating news, as you can imagine. Naturally, Joseph contemplates breaking off the engagement. However, and thank God for the howevers or the buts or the but gods, thank him for his intervention. However, an angel visited both of them on separate occasions and told them that God was in control and that the birth of this baby was all in his plan, because the Holy Spirit would overshadow Mary and she would conceive a baby, for no other man would be responsible for Mary being with child. And although they didn't understand it, the angel said that they weren't to worry and they were not to be afraid. Easier said than done. It took Michelangelo 4 years to paint the Sistine Chapel. If he'd have used a roller, he would have been finished in a week. But the world would be a much more boring place if we all took the easy option. Joseph and Mary didn't take the easy option. Mary and Joseph trusted God. It was the hard option, not the soft option. They believed that God knew what he was doing, even though they didn't, and neither did the donkey. And the donkey heard it all, and the donkey saw it all. The donkey heard when Mary cried with labor pains. The donkey heard Joseph when he sighed with worry. The donkey saw Mary struggling to cope. The donkey saw Joseph struggling to understand. He heard their private talks, and the donkey saw their personal tears. He felt both of their wounded hearts as they journeyed that cold night. Then they arrived at their destination, the lovely little town of Bethlehem. And boy, was it crowded. And boy, was it noisy. Even noisier than a donkey's bray. And boy, the donkey heard it all. And the donkey saw it all. No room in the inn. A full house. No vacancies. What were the three of them going to do? Especially now that Mary was going into labour. Joseph and the donkey became very worried at this point in time. Then Joseph remembered what the angel had said to him 9 months earlier. He said this. He said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid. Mary will bear a son. You will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And that gave him great hope on a night that was getting more hopeless by the minute. At last, some kind innkeeper took pity on them. He suggested a tiny wee barn that was free, one like the wee stable that a donkey would stay in on a cold night like tonight. It wasn't that clean, but at least it was dry. So they gladly accepted it, and Mary and Joseph and the donkey made their way to this little stable. It wasn't long until Joseph and Mary's little bundle of joy was born. A lovely wee boy, perfectly formed, and they called his name Jesus. The donkey was privileged to see the world's first king-size bed. It was a very humble bed, but it was fit for a king. It was a basic barn, but it was the birthplace of the blessed baby King Jesus. This was the first Christmas story, and it was Christmas through the eyes of a donkey. Have you ever considered that the donkey was also privileged to be the first to see Jesus after Mary and Joseph? The donkey saw Jesus before the wise men or the shepherds. It was Christmas through the eyes of a donkey. Would you agree with me that that makes a donkey a very, very special animal? It was this Jesus who would become the Saviour of the world. It was this little baby who would grow up and who would die as a man for the whole world. This young boy would one day become the King of all kings. It was these humble beginnings that would be the catalyst for those who trust in Jesus. And I know that many of you do tonight. I'm not sure if there's any in tonight and you haven't as yet trusted Jesus as your Saviour. But these humble beginnings were the catalyst for those who trust in Jesus to be invited to live one glorious day in the splendour of God's beautiful heaven. It was Christmas through the eyes of a very smart and a very lovable donkey who saw it all and who heard it all. So let's hope that we can be as smart as a donkey, that we will not be stubborn or awkward, but that we would look at Christmas through a different set of eyes, that we would put Christ at the beginning of Christmas, that we would put Christ at the centre of Christmas, and that we would thank him and that we would praise him for saving us from our sins. Christmas through the eyes of a donkey.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelim.com.